Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen up. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found online at Duo.com. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Thanks and have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
That's a pig.
You're playing pigs, man.
Well, I think pigs a really
is
elegant way to open our show.
I don't think it is.
Dude,
that's like
pigs
the exact
are
opposite
pigs,
of elegant.
Pigs
completely.
Are a clean animal.
That's a lie.
Straight up.
No,
true.
They are.
You sure?
It is totally true because I said it. And I heard it once.
You heard it?
On TV.
No.
You probably saw it on the internet.
If you hear things on
no
TV, you know it's got to be truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Colby, what's up?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, we're doing two shows in a year.
That is shocking.
We have not done two shows in a year
since
2009.
2009.
Yes.
That was 4 years ago.
Good math, bro. You are the math king.
I think that's four.
Should we introduce our special guest?
No.
Probably shouldn't. No.
I turned him off because we haven't introduced him yet.
Yeah, he doesn't need to talk yet.
He can't be on the show until he's been introduced.
Yet, so. Yeah.
Should we introduce him?
I guess.
You sure? Wait, there's no going back from this point.
Yeah, that's
good. Once we introduce him, he's here and he can talk.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Hi, Antonio.
Hey,
Seth.
All right. We want to thank Antonio for stopping by.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great to have him on the show.
Yep. Thank you. Never come back.
Nope. That was
it's
his
a
moment.
One-time occurrence.
That was his moment in the sun, and now the sun
it
has burned him.
Is.
He's dead.
Yep.
So anyway, what's been going on, man? A lot of
is that for me or is that Antonio?
Well, no one knows anything about Antonio.
Yeah,
I feel like when we get into the show, maybe we can talk about, you know, Antonio in general and just like, you know,
all the Guido things I've done in my life.
Yeah, a little bit about him.
Or
apparently
thereof.
I'm the King Guido to you guys.
Well, you are the only Guido that we really know.
Yeah, so you're like
that makes me king.
Half a Guido.
You are queen. Queen. I just queen. Said queen.
That one's better.
Yep. It was an accident, but it's also more accurate.
Yeah.
So let's just stick with queen.
You flaming
queen Guido.
Queen of the Guidos.
Yep. But usually, Colby, when we do these shows, it's been over a year.
Yeah.
And now it's been a little over a month.
Yeah.
We did it in February, so it's been March and April. So basically 3 months has gone by. Anything big happened in your life in the last 3 months? You want to just get out right now? Or?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, I got fired from my job.
Which is funny because the only thing, I think we dedicated 20 minutes to you complaining about your job on the last episode.
Yep.
Although the two events are not related, you complaining has nothing to do with you getting fired.
But
it would have been awesome if it did.
Those damn interest bastards. I hate them because now they're making me job search and it's racking my brain. And I'm just sick of not having a job. But then again, it's awesome that I don't have a job. But then again, I'm running
out
of
money. So that's kind
of
a problem.
Yeah.
What's more work? Working or looking for work?
I think looking for work is worse.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, am I going to do it? Am I not going to do it? Plus, you have all this free time to do nothing in.
Yeah, and it's hard to motivate yourself and everything. That was really impressive. Also, we should mention to anyone who is now watching us, I don't believe our last show was in HD. I believe that was the last show we did with our old camera.
Correct.
So this is the first time you have seen Colby, well, and Antonio, in glorious high definition.
Yeah.
Yep. Woo! Finally got it to work. Had to buy like $8,000 worth of equipment to make it work, but it works now, and it's totally worth it because I'm sure seven of you will watch this on YouTube.
Yeah, man.
And that's you seven people. I love you.
Yep.
Yeah. So I thought I'd mention that if you want to see our glorious visages jiggle back and forth as we do this show, If you want to an online tally of exactly how long it takes Colby before he closes his eyes for longer than 3 seconds, you can now do that using the high-definition video that you can find at youtube.com/duotube, or just search Seth and Colby. We're also I have all the social networks down here. We don't really ever update our social networks except for when we're doing a show.
Yeah.
So following them may be stupid, but they're down there if you want to do that. And, yeah.
But then they get to follow, and they don't really need to pay attention. It's like, yeah, I click this follow button. It's not going to do anything to me other
That's
than
right.
let me know when my favorite show
right.
is
it's
on.
It's basically
online.
The least annoying Twitter you can follow, because it'll never tweet until there's something relevant to you.
Yeah,
like, their
or
show's
we get
coming.
Drunk, and then we just take advantage of it.
Yeah, our Vine is very interesting. If you want to check out the Vine that we used for 5 hours and we'll never use again, you could search for Seth and Colby on that. There's probably 100 videos up there, I would say. Give or take 100 videos.
Give or take 100.
There's probably 100 videos up there of us doing nothing that you care about.
I don't understand how Katrina wears these stupid headphones.
It's because she doesn't know anything.
She, like, apparently doesn't have, like, ears that can sense touch because they, like... They're suffocating my ears, man.
Well, why don't you expand them? Like, make them less tight.
It's not that. Like, I can go down like this. Now one's hanging off the side of my face. But I'm talking about the, like, this part. This white inner zone of where my ear goes into.
Uh-huh.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Well, I will get you some nice headphones.
Good.
For the next time you come up.
You need to just tell Katrina.
Well, I expect the co-host to tell me these things are horrible. I mean, I'm not going to spend money unless I need to spend money.
That's a good point.
Like, I upgraded microphones.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really need a third upgraded microphone.
Hey.
But now we're all on mic booms, and I mean, there's been lots of improvements since last time we did a show.
No, yeah. Yeah. I would agree with you completely.
Yeah, but also, but apparently our headphones suck.
But apparently this set of headphones. Who even makes this?
iSound is what they are.
iSound?
Yeah, I got them at TJ Maxx in like the bargain
oh
rack.
Oh, God. And having this on my ears, it's like I could finally...
We are just talking now if you don't want to listen through
what?
Headphones.
No, it doesn't even matter.
Remember Friday night when we were drunk and what's his name?
Guido.
Guido. Was took his headphones off. He's like, no, I can't hear. And I'm like, we're still talking.
We're projecting our voices like normal people. It's like, I can't hear. Yeah. My ears don't work
and
no more.
And I
mark.
Stared at you for like 5 minutes.
There's good mic technique. Just, did you hear that? And I stared at you for like 5 minutes. No, it's fine.
Okay, no,
I wanted you to insult me so you could take a shot.
Yeah, that's true. We should talk about that at some point.
We did a show one time. We tried to do a show at my house.
The Colby and Antonio show?
No, not just me and him, but it was like a whole bunch of other people. And
the
it was
Bartels?
Really, yeah, it was really...
That sounds awful.
Unconform. It was awful. Anyways, so this dude, the entire time, has the microphone like this and is talking like this the entire time. He doesn't know how to work the microphone.
In the right state of brain.
I think he even had headphones on, too.
Oh, I did.
And you just like... I can't hear myself.
You know, if you can't hear yourself, I could turn up your headphones. It would really help. Like, can you hear yourself right now?
No, not whatsoever.
Then let's do this.
That's odd, because I can hear myself.
I think you're this one. Now talk to yourself.
Look at that.
See?
Oh, this is crazy. I like this. Keep it there.
Yeah. Also, it appears that one of your headphones is doing this.
Like, it's probably because
it's just like hanging off the side of his head. Like, yours are suctioning your head off, and his are, like, trying to escape.
Mine is squeezing my brain until it
because
bursts.
Because your head is beautiful, and his head is oily.
Oily?
Yeah, oily. That's what we
Guido, say. Man.
Aren't you glad you came on the show?
I am so glad I came to this roast of Antonio Pinella tonight.
I imagine that he thought this was going to go really well for him.
Yeah, I don't.
And that he was going to tell all his friends, and everybody's going to be like, whoa, Antonio's on the radio, he's such a badass. And then, you know, he gets on here. And
it's Twitter official, so now I'm going to be make fun of.
How many people do you literally think are watching because of your tweet right now? How many people?
Probably zero.
This is the least promoted show I think we've ever done.
Yeah, we've just kind of...
I sent out one tweet from Seth and Colby and then Duo retweeted it, and that's it. And it's right now. There was no build-up, so someone could be at McDonald's and be like, oh, well, they're doing a show. That sucks. Yeah, because we really only have like two fans anyway, you know, and if they're not at their computers right now...
And they're both sitting
right
at this table.
What?
That was a terrible joke.
I wasn't
they're
trying to be a joke.
At this table. Two fans.
Like,
are you the two fans?
I am one of the two, and then
Seth are part of the show, and you're the only other person here.
No, keep trying to find that, Seth.
I don't know where my house laugh is. Where's it at?
That's why I figured you're looking for, or clapping hands.
You should.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't clap for that.
I'm just gonna
switch back
Antonio's
to
lack
the,
of
the old school
brain
knowledge.
Brain.
Yeah, that
pretend this was 45 seconds ago.
Okay.
What's happening? There was a song playing. Did you hear that?
Yeah. What? Yeah. No. I didn't hear that song. Nope. My headphones have squeezed my ears so tight now that I literally can't hear anything at all.
That was for Antonio.
Well, okay. That was just a bit late.
It was a lot bit late. Yeah. I don't even really remember what he said that deserved it anymore. He said that we were the only two fans of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
No, you're not.
I'm just here.
Yeah, you're just here.
Yeah.
I was invited. But by myself.
I don't know if he was invited.
No. I invited myself.
Yeah, he kind of just was like, take me with you. I'm like, yeah. All right.
Now, did you want to come up to Manhattan to see Manhattan, to really hang out with me, or just because you wanted to be on the show and kind of internet famous?
The last two.
Yeah, it was the last one is what he meant. He's only up here for the show.
Yep.
You know, in retrospect, we probably shouldn't have done this show.
No, we shouldn't.
Because it would have taught him a lesson.
Exactly.
It would have taught him a lesson.
It was like that phone call, man. We shouldn't have even called him on the last one. We should just exclude this person.
Colby and Antonio on the way up here did a GoPro video for the first 15 minutes of the drive, and I think it took all of 3 minutes for Antonio to go, hey, did you bring that Southern Colby show with me in it? So.
Oh, man.
It's all about
Speaking
Antonio.
Of, nobody came to my orgy.
He is now taking control of the show. Did you see that? He just segued into his own topic.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm just
what orgy
saying.
Are you
and what
about?
Orgy, by
Do
the
you
way?
Not remember what I said? Because you gave
we
me
don't
free reign
to what you say.
Of the phone call of the show last time, and I said that...
Man, he remembers what happens on our show, too. That's something I do not do.
Yeah, dude. I was on it, of course, I remember.
You literally witnessed me forget the bad joke you made 45 seconds after you made it, and you expect me to remember 2.5 months ago? That's not going to happen, bro. But I'm sorry that happened to you. Must have been terrible.
It was. There was a lot of lube, and it was just me.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a typical Friday night for you, to be quite honest, but I guess I'm sorry anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else we should discuss right here at the top of the show before we actually get into the show and it has to be good?
No.
No?
No.
No. Do you remember how to do our intro where we have to, like, say our names and everything?
I can try.
Okay. You have something funny you're going to say? Because I don't. I just remembered. I have to make something up.
Yeah. Just go with it.
All right. Well, we'll just go with it. All right. Well, let's start this stupid show.
I love little children. Children.
I'm just playing clips of you.
Give it now. Give me the drumstick. I will plan the next attack on the Jews.
Seth is perverted.
You did it to me last night. Give it now. Give me the drumstick.
I thought that was pretty good. What'd you think? Should I play more?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Broadcasting live in high definition from Duo Studios in the rolling hills of Manhattan, Kansas.
It's a seven!
Call me!
Show. You looked at me like, why are you yelling?
You went early. I was ready for it. I was ready.
Broadcasting live in high definition from Duo Studios in the rolling hills of Manhattan, Kansas.
It's the Seth and Colby
Show! We're terrible.
Featuring Seth Neiman.
One time in the woods I was camping, and my tent got blown away by a tornado, and it started to rain on me, in that order, and my sleeping bag got wet, so I mounted on a bear, rode up the mountain, slaughtered the bear, took the bear pelt back down the mountain to my campsite, and slept inside the bear pelt.
Colby Newman.
Live up to that.
That's a lie.
And millions of listeners from around the world.
And millions and billions and trillions
quadrillions.
And quadrillions and shillions
What's
of listeners.
Up, bala lillions.
Yes, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show, the only show
and
that comes back.
And millions.
Has one episode a year,
yeah.
Has the most dedicated fan base in the world, and we appreciate it. So, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. If you're watching this live, which you're probably not, because this is a completely unannounced show, although it is live at duo.com, DEWOH.com/live, you can call Or you can text us 505-750-0304. But why let me say it when Charles can seduce you?
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304.
Please!
Email Seth and Colby from
it's not over. This is awkward.
Email.
Oh, I'm rusty. And it's been 2 months. Not even been like a year. That was embarrassing. Anyway, let's get some text message joined. I'm going to lay up my phone right here. If you text, you shall see it light up. Unless I've deleted the app. Which, I'm going to be honest, may have happened. So your text may not even come through at all. Oh, that song just ended.
Wow.
Let's start it over.
All right.
It's got to last longer than however
just a
long
little
that
bit.
Was.
We need the patented fade out.
Yeah, which is, I think, a life fade thing. Is that an us thing?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. But anyway.
It's both.
This is another Colby Show. It's, what day is it? May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo, man. It's Cinco de Mayo. And we've got a show for you. It's going to be completely commercial free, probably. And and it has no predetermined running time.
Nope.
So we'll just be here until we're gone. So we're happy to be back and everything.
And now we're gone.
And now the end of the show. Okay, yep. Colby, here's your patented fade out.
That was a great fade out, man. That was the best one yet.
Toggles later.
Up. Even better. Da.
Did you hear that one?
People gotta have really good headphones to hear that one. But I'm
this really improves the song.
That kind of does. Sounds like dubstep.
There's dubstep in this song, cool.
Even sounds more dubstep-y.
Okay, what do we do?
What?
We have no respect for this show.
No. We do whatever.
Why people listen to this is just beyond me.
Just because.
Because it's pretty awful. Yeah. I mean, we just wasted 20 minutes of the show doing that. Anyway. So, now we have to actually be good, too, and the pressure's on. Because the show's over. I really enjoy this hitting him in the face. I almost called him Colton, but his name isn't Colton. It's Antonio. For some reason, I can't remember his name.
I think
on the
I blocked
show.
Every single one of those.
Which is impressive.
I'm going to hit you with
I'm
this
I'm taking
pen.
Him like a man.
Yeah, you are. Just to the face.
Yep. Next, we'll see Colby take a couple shots to the face.
That you can't say.
Why?
He was all offended by it. What do you mean? How dare you? I don't make the rules, boy. I just don't follow them either.
Just bleep that out.
No, I'm just going to leave it in.
It's
care.
Live. You can't.
Really it's that? Live.
Can you really not say
nope.
that?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That's really. Dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I do know. You can't. No, but we're gonna let it slide.
No.
Because I don't want to edit. I mean, you said the F word in the last show and I left it in. I don't care.
I said it like three times.
As long as it's not a lot, I don't care. Cool. I just don't want to put the explicit tag on iTunes.
Yeah.
But
makes sense.
And that's the only thing. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, it's not like we're ever going to be on the radio. It's never going to happen. What? I don't know what's happening. What was is that offensive to you or something?
Yeah, it's possible.
It's not.
It's
who's going to put us on the radio?
Man.
One show a year, bro. We're going to be on the radio with one show a year.
Okay. If we ever got a radio deal, for one, I would move here. Secondly, two, it may not even be here. Maybe we move to Denver or...
And have a radio show out there?
Yeah.
You do know that radio
depends.
Is dead, right?
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I listen to the radio.
I'm pretty sure radio is
name
dead.
Name one talk show you listen to.
Bog Bone Show.
Oh, God. Radio's dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, that was the only one I could think of.
Yeah, so. There you go. He could think of one and it was terrible. Oh, his show's awful, too. That man doesn't deserve to live. He's the worst. I hate everything about him. His show's terrible and he's short.
You're short.
Mm-ter
than
Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Antonio swears we've met before.
We have.
But we haven't.
It was years ago.
It's never happened.
It has.
What's
it was
years ago.
Back when you still had your why do I remember everything?
I don't know. Explain our meeting.
It's like meeting gods for
also,
the first time.
It's worth it to download the show to watch Antonio talk with his hands.
Yeah. Guido,
shoot.
Italian person talking with his hands.
Okay, the desks, your desks in your room when it was still upstairs.
Okay.
They were side by side so you two could look at each other because you guys have some gay fantasy for each other that's probably
that's
been
it.
Lived through.
Yep.
Okay, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and then you were there one time because it was, you were working for Duo, doing your whatever.
This would have been 2007 or 2008.
Then. Yeah, it was back when we were still possibly.
Is this before we even moved it into the basement?
That's
or was
what
the basement.
Well, no, because we had Studio B was upstairs, remember?
Okay. Yeah.
And that was the radio studio, and it was in that layout.
Gotcha.
Because we did it for, that's when we got that $500 investment from your grandfather.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And we built that radio studio upstairs.
Gotcha.
And that was like December of 2007.
Seven?
Colby, yeah, Colby and Colton used
it.
No. Yep, bro.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm pretty sure I went to your apartment once.
No.
Yes.
How would that have happened? And I would not know.
That's never happened.
I wasn't.
You know what? He did come to my apartment. It was you, Antonio, and Rachel.
Yep.
He didn't come in.
I didn't.
You just
in.
Showed up to the door, and I gave you something, and then you left.
Yeah.
Oh, that was after we went swimming at Monisa's. That's right. Okay.
But that doesn't count as me meeting you.
Yeah, that doesn't
If I don't
count.
Speak to you or acknowledge your existence, that's not a meeting. Because I would say I've never met Rachel either, and I feel like I've said words to her.
You definitely have met Rachel, actually. She came over for a Christmas party one time to your apartment. And there was a whole bunch of people there. She was quiet the entire time.
That's just Rachel.
She didn't
though.
Speak. But
I do not remember that.
That happened.
Was I drinking?
That happened. no, I don't think so.
I don't know either. Maybe I just didn't notice she was there because she was so drinking. Quiet.
That's probably actually why you don't remember.
I do kind of remember that because I kind of remember everyone complaining about it.
Yep. Like so many people were like, why didn't she talk? I'm just like. She's a weird person.
Yeah,
she
who cares? Well, that's talk. What everyone says about you. Like, Malia thinks
exactly.
that you don't know how to talk.
Yeah.
Because you went to her house one time and didn't really say anything.
That's
because
I was dead. It was
I know.
Halloween.
Well, you don't have to
drank.
Justify
I'm,
it. I don't care.
Ah,
you die every time you drink.
Yeah, yesterday was like a waste day.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything.
Nope.
I'm drawing this studio layout that Antonio's talking about. I don't know why, because
when you're drawing it in isometric 3D.
Yeah, I know.
Because you just can't draw an easy version
no.
of it.
No. Yeah. Does this
You don't
this
remember
like,
what it looked like?
No.
Because that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, I know. This is what I remember. I don't know why I'm doing it.
I don't
I'm
either.
Doing it. I was like, is this the one that you're talking about?
Yes, because I explained like three it tables? Exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah that's what it was, yeah.
Right. I don't know why I drew it then. We already determined what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, we had already moved way
I
on.
I kind of just like lost
way
my
past
thought
that.
Into the 3D model of it, but anyways.
So you came over to the studio, and I was working, and you did what?
Nothing. You were just there, and then you left when I showed up pretty much.
So even back then, I knew how to leave. Just get out when I showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's usually what people do. When I show up, they leave because I.
So when did you start hanging out with him? Either of you pointing?
Junior year, we really started hanging out.
I don't
out.
Know what year that is because I'm
2008.
Old. So
nine.
You probably just would have. No, it couldn't be nine because he met. It was 2007 when he came over, or early
no.
2008.
No.
Because we stopped doing Southern Colby in May of 2008. And that was the last time we had that radio studio. So it had to have been before May of 2008. If he was in that studio with me, had to be before May.
Well, me and him hung out 7th and 8th grade year, but not freshman and not sophomore. Which
and I'm
the
thinking that it probably had to be early
stuff.
2008 because once we got the Mac Mini, which, by the way, we still use, which is terrible. Once we got that Mac Mini, we moved everything downstairs, and that's where I worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't work upstairs. It was
right.
only for studio.
Yeah.
So it had to have been, I think, early 2008.
I don't remember that.
So he expects me to remember 5 years ago.
I remember it.
Well, of course, I'm a famous celebrity.
Okay.
You have to remember me. I'm the elusive
That's
set.
What I was saying. He was like, I just met this god of radio right
yeah,
now. I
yeah.
gotta
it was
instill
me.
Those
that
are my exact words.
I know it was. I know it was.
Exact.
I hear it all the time, man. It's I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Never hear it. And when I do, it's a joke.
Yep.
Because it is.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying yes and no.
I don't know what's happening now. Okay, so any other times we met besides 5 years ago?
No.
Because he came into my house and I said, Antonio, I don't think we've ever met. And he's like, yeah, we have. Like, I'm the jerk for not remembering.
Yeah, you are the jerk.
The one time I didn't say one word to him, know who he was. For all I know, he was a guy delivering a package to Colby at his house, and I'm supposed to have known that I met him 5 years ago.
Duh.
That's what
it's
was.
It's me.
Yeah, what does that
just
mean?
Just like it's you.
Did you look just like this then?
No.
Were you at Nick's apartment when he came over that one time?
Probably, but I was probably super high.
I don't I don't think you were.
I don't feel like he was.
No.
I don't feel like it was.
Yeah, we were just chilling in the room. We weren't really doing anything at that time. No. Okay. Anyways, enough from the retard. Let's talk about Iron Man 3. Let's bring it up. Let's just start talking about it.
Okay.
I just want to talk about it and get it out of the way.
You, this is the only reason you wanted to do the show today, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to do a show because Antonio is here, but Iron Man 3, we'll do a short show only about Iron Man 3.
Okay, one thing. You brought up the short show, secondly, for today.
Okay, do I need to read the tweets?
I was good.
Do I need to read the text messages?
With just, you know, coming, chilling, not doing a show. So, you guys, too bad, but now we're doing it because this guy's like, let's do a short show. I'm like, sure, why not? And this guy wants to be on it. And by this guy, I mean Guido.
I'm going to find out. God, you're wrong.
What? What text I sent you?
Yeah.
Like, let's do a short show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you texting me saying, do you want to do a show? I was like, yeah, sure, we can see.
Do you want to do a show this weekend? We can also just decide on how we feel if you'd rather do it that way. Nah, man, I'm down. Maybe for an hour. Oh. Okay.
What does it say?
It says, and I'm going to quote here, Seth is stupid and doesn't know how to read. That's what it says right here.
What?
It says, no, man, I'm down. Maybe a 4 hour, depending on how we feel, maybe 2, but definitely doing a show.
Okay.
When I read that text, I read it maybe for an hour or maybe 2, meaning a short to normal size show,
gotcha.
Not a long to a normal size show.
Gotcha.
So I retract my statement and will now shoot myself in the face. I'm dead. Okay. Well, then we got plenty of time.
You really thought that I said this short?
This whole time, I thought you wanted to do an hour-long show.
Why would I just randomly pick an hour?
I don't know.
We only do 2 hours. Like, that's literally all we do. And now we're going to do a 2-hour show.
Now we're doing
a
4-hour show with no commercials.
Absolutely not. Oh, God.
Well, this is going to be a marathon of radio, isn't it?
Yes. Iron Man 3.
Okay, prepare yourself for a lot of segues like that then, because we have no commercials to break us up.
Yep.
So now let's talk about Iron Man. Let's do it. Go.
It sucked.
I will now shoot him in the face.
Yeah, he deserves to be shot in the face for that one.
I love how pathetic that shotgun sound effect is, but the echo is so manly long.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Cool echo.
Like, the echo is like 4 times longer than the shotgun. I also have a machine gun if we want to kill him that way.
I prefer to die by machine gun.
Okay, well, that's
really?
Cool.
And stutter.
Now you're going to die by a horse. Okay, you're dead. All right. Colby, Iron Man 3, you brought it up, bro. Opening thoughts. We went and saw it last night.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. No.
Last afternoon.
Yep.
Yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Last afternoon.
It didn't sound right when you said last afternoon. For some reason, last night works, but last afternoon doesn't.
Yeah, you can't use that.
That doesn't make any
sense.
That's
incorrect.
Yeah, but it's technically true. But anyway, we went and saw it last afternoon.
It was the best piece of cinema I've seen in a while.
What was the last movie you saw that was as good as it? The Avengers, probably? Or did you like it more than The Avengers?
I liked it more than The Avengers, probably. That's just personally me.
I don't know if you're offended.
This guy.
What, so you like the Avengers more?
I don't understand how you can even compare the Avengers to Iron Man 3, because they're basically the exact same movie.
Well, except
they are
that Iron Man has just Iron Man.
Exact same movie.
I like Iron Man better than the rest of all the rest of the Avengers.
He's
my favorite, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah?
What a shocker. The douchey guy, the douchey playboy guy is Antonio's favorite. Yeah. What a shocker there. Can't imagine.
I tried to draw an Iron Man head. It did not work
out. You have a text message. I don't know if it's from a fan or not.
No, it's from Twitter. Damn. Uh-huh. Also, they don't text my phone. They text the studio, so like it's not going to show up as like some random. I didn't put my cell phone number out on the internet.
Oh, you guys almost put mine.
Yeah, go ahead and let us know your cell phone
number. We actually did not. You almost did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's
good. I'll do it for you, bro.
All right.
Antonio's cell phone number, please.
350.
Keep going.
19-2-20. 4-6.
That's it. So, you never answered. Avengers or Iron Man is better?
I would have to say Avengers, just because it's, like, it's Iron Man plus everybody else, you know? Like, yes. I mean, that movie was pretty focused, not just on Iron Man, but pretty specifically focused with him and his tower, and everything was about the tower,
yeah, it
Stark
did.
Tower, him being smart, him doing cool things, his suit, you know?
Yeah.
But
I think I like the Avengers better also. Mm-hmm. I think you said they're the same movie. I think they're way different. Like, I think the Avengers, I kind of like the story of Iron Man 3 better than the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But the Avengers, I think, was better because it had to take four characters with distinct leading man personalities and make them in a way where no one feels left out.
Mm-hmm.
You get everyone's personality. So I feel like it was a harder movie to make.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the Avengers is better to me, because it's more impressive. But Iron Man 3 was so great. It reminded me a lot of, like, what they did with the second Batman.
Sex?
No, didn't remind me of that, because that's not great. It reminded me a lot of the second Batman, because it's all about character development.
Right.
Like, half of, like, the Batman movies are just, like, him in the suit. Then there's a whole middle section where he needs to learn something and learn that it's not Batman, but Bruce Wayne that is Batman. Because, you know, he always, like, the whole catchphrase of Iron Man is, I am Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never really been Iron Man. And they touched on that in the Avengers, where he's just like, take the suit off, what are you? That's what Captain America says to him. And he's like, a billionaire, playboy, philanthropist, whatever. But really, he's not. He's nothing without that suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Iron Man 3, he was really heroic, you know, right before the movie in the Avengers. And it kind of rattled him. And then he learned that it's not about the suit. It's about Tony Stark.
Right.
And he is the superhero. He just has a suit. And that was cool to me, I think. That he made
very
that progression.
Good description.
I think that was awesome.
Apt description.
I'm an apt descriptor.
Yes.
Isn't Apt Pupil another Nazi movie? Why do we make references to so many Nazi things?
Apt Pupil?
I'm pretty sure it's a Nazi movie, bro.
Why do
a
you
Nazi
watch
a Nazi movie?
Yeah. I'm going to look it up now.
Who watches Nazi movies?
Well, apparently like, so. Just me. That's awkward. Apt.
Anyway,
something you're not
scene,
telling us.
That one scene,
1998,
when he was that's an actual movie.
Yeah, apt poopule.
Apt poopule.
Apt poopule. Apt poopy hole. That's cool. You would say it's a Stephen King novel. A boy blackmails his neighbor after suspecting him to be a Nazi war criminal. Yep. There you go. It's got Ian McKellen in it.
Really?
Yes.
So when did it come out?
1998.
Okay.
And Ian McKellen is on the poster with some Nazi sunglasses on and a Nazi hat. It's pretty.
A dude's a Nazi.
And it's directed by Bryan Singer, who directed all the X-Men movies.
Hmm.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
Anyway.
Ow.
Apt people.
That was terrible.
You got it. You got it.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming for.
Okay, so anyway, after my apt description.
That scene where he doesn't even have his suit and he just goes to, like, Menards and picks up some random just tools and just
he got back to the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the basics.
God,
man.
that was legit.
Well, and he infiltrated. Yes. I mean, he built some tech from the stuff where he went to like the hardware store,
right.
But like
he went to Miami.
Like, oh, by the way,
the jiu-jitsu and
spoiler alerts. If you didn't see Iron Man in the 48 hours it's been out, shame on you, first of all. And second of all, we're going to ruin the movie because we do not care about spoilers.
Nope.
Here's what happens at the end of the movie. Everyone dies. Okay.
Everybody.
Everybody dies.
Just dies. He's not going to be in the Avengers 2. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yep.
So, anyway, I think it was pretty awesome when he went to the compound in Miami.
Yeah.
He didn't even worry that he didn't have a suit.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he could do it because he's the dude he is.
Yep.
And if he could do all these other things, he could do
That's
this
why he's
too.
Better than all the rest of the Avengers.
Well, and
Just
you know,
saying.
Well, it does put
Just
him on, saying. It does put him on the same level as some of the other Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love freaking the combination of the Avengers and Iron Man 3, because there's so many, like, back and forth, which is why I love that Bruce Banner was at the end of Iron Man 3, because he has a lot of conversations with Bruce Banner and the Avengers that are very similar to that. You know, like what he's like encouraging Bruce to be the Hulk more because he needs to embrace who he is.
Right.
It's like he should be saying that to himself
because
he's the genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist. And that's who Iron Man is, not the suit guy. And so I thought that was really clever that in the two movies, you see a lot of wordplay that you don't really put together.
I can't believe it, man. These movies, like, Marvel just took, like, their movies.
I know.
And just stepped it up, like.
Well, and it's so great because, like, Batman kind of does that, mm-hmm. but you have to wait 3 years between movies.
Yeah.
Like, we got a movie coming out every 6 months. We got a new Marvel movie mm-hmm. coming out. And sure, it's not all of them together in the Avengers, but.
Right.
I don't really care.
It's basically just different stories.
Exactly.
Of it.
And they all mesh together mm-hmm. in some way. And that's why I think it's awesome. I mean, every 6 months we're going to get one. I mean, Thor's next and Captain America.
Thor looks amazing.
I never Thor does saw look great. Thor.
The first original. Thor?
I never saw it.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I only saw that one once. Which one is your favorite? Captain America, Iron Man, or Thor? Which one do you like most?
Okay. It goes Iron Man, then Thor. Then Iron Man 2, then Captain America.
Okay. Antonio?
I don't like Captain America.
I didn't like Captain America whatsoever. He's on the bottom of everything.
everything. You mean the one list that yeah. we're talking yes. about right now?
He's at the. No, there's other lists that we could just make up that he's at the bottom of. But.
Your face. So priceless. He and Colby just gave the. Can we just turn his mic off? right now, that's what he just did. I'm kind of the same. I liked Captain America, but it was kind of my least favorite.
Yeah.
Well,
I wish there was more of Tony Stark's dad in it,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that would have been cooler. But yeah. I'm not a big fan of Iron Man. Like I like Iron Man the movies, but Tony Stark is just he's kind of a one trick pony to me. Like especially in the first two, where he's just he's got a zazzy one-liner, and he builds things, and he's really arrogant.
Right.
Like, okay, I get that, And then the third movie, it's not like that, which is why I think I liked it so much. But Thor actually has a purpose, and Captain America actually has a purpose. And their first two movies were about what that purpose is. Like, in Thor, he's not a good guy at the beginning, and then he finds redemption and everything,
right.
earns the hammer. And then Captain America, he's some puny dude who really wants something, and then he goes out on this mission and ultimately fails because he dies, and then he's revived in a time that's not his time, and everything's over. So it's pretty interesting. I'm excited for the sequels because I feel
I'm kind of feeling Captain America 2. I want to see what that is.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for the guy because the first third of his movie was about him being puny,
mm-hmm.
and then the middle act of his movie was about him being on top of the world, and then the third act of the movie is him being terrible and lost because he's now... I mean, he basically lost everything. I mean, because the bad guy got away.
Yep.
I mean, a few people that he liked died. Remember, his friend died.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died, basically.
Yeah.
And then in the Avengers, he's just alone in New York City. They say we won the war, but it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
That type of thing. And it's completely new, and then he's got to save the world again.
Yeah, I'm feeling they need to give some more information on Captain America because, you were right. The Captain America movie was definitely just about where he is, where he started from, and how he got to be
Avengers. It's like the Thor and Captain – because there was only one of them. Like I feel like we flushed out Iron Man more.
Well, and that's the thing about Captain America too is like he, to me, from the Avengers movie, since that's really the only character development that we get from him.
That's right.
Other than
his
past.
Sequel. That's
exactly.
his sequel, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like this ultimate beacon of I'm the leader, I'm the captain, I know what to do.
And he did that. And he did that in the Avengers. He took control.
Exactly. But there's no like hesitance. There's no that Tony Stark panic attack.
Make sure we know what we're doing.
Make sure what he's doing. He just always is like
he makes the right decisions.
I'm Captain America.
Yeah, that's what he does. Well, it's weird to think that like Scarlett Johansson had more character development
mm-hmm.
than Captain America does, or even Thor, because they've only had one movie.
Yeah,
and I wish that I know they couldn't because they didn't realize how successful Iron Man 1 would be.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have had a Thor 2 and a Captain America 2 before the Avengers, I feel the Avengers would have been a little different.
Yeah,
because they wouldn't have had to explain so many of the things. Like Thor just kind of shows up and he's just like, I'm Thor, I'm gonna smash, I'm gonna leave. But because that's basically what it was. But Captain America, he's on Earth, he's stuck on Earth. And even Thor, he's going back to Asgard mm-hmm. in the next movie. He's not even on Earth. I mean, he comes back and gets Natalie Portman because
that's basically
who wouldn't?
The entire movie is gonna be on Asgard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's protecting Asgard.
That is one thing I didn't like about Thor though in the first one was just that there's I mean, they try and make it realistic and stuff for the movies, the theme of kind of realism behind these newer Marvel movies. And then there's this gigantic city of gold and these gods.
It is a little weird.
It's hard to just...
But, and that's another reason I loved Iron Man 3, because they tackled that. Like, even Tony Stark had a hard time...
Understanding.
A hard time grasping that concept that it's not just Earth. There's other places out there that... I mean, in the Avengers, they say the Tesseract says that we are now ready to compete on their scale.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that there are places out there that don't care about Earth because we're pathetic.
Yeah.
That's what that means. That we're such losers, even though Tony Stark can do what he does, we're such losers that they don't even care about us. Mm-hmm. We're not even a threat or an interest to them at all until we had something from Asgard, not even from us, something that was alien technology.
Yep. Now, one thing that gets me, though, is the ending scene in the Avengers, or one of the ending scenes, when Nick Fury's talking to the council members.
Okay.
And they're like, was this all just your plan to show the other worlds that Earth is a competitive force, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, now every world knows it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Was that really your plan, or did it just kind of happen to be that way since they won?
I think he's just talking big.
You know?
Yeah. Because, he just basically did the best job ever.
Yeah.
And so he's talking big. But, yeah. I mean, and then in the after credits scene of the Avengers, you see that creepy-looking hell dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who that is. I mean, I've read it online. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand who he was. But,
no, he's just
I mean, the thing is like, you can't really get a lot of background on these characters from, like, the comics and stuff, because the comics are way different. And I was supposed to tell you this at Smashburger. I'm glad I didn't, because then we can talk about it on the show. So I've told you this. I told you it yesterday. So Sony owns X-Men, and they own...
Spider-Man.
They own Spider-Man. Those two characters. Sony owns Marvel Disney, which is Marvel. It's just Marvel company. Marvel owns the Avengers, basically, and all the characters who haven't been made. So basically they own everybody but the X-Men and Spider-Man. So any character that's been seen in the X-Men movies, First Class, 1, 2, 3, or Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
are all Sony.
Okay.
And then any character who's been seen in Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, and The Amazing Spider-Man are all Sony. Everything else is open reign to Marvel Disney.
Gotcha.
Okay. So with that said, the Iron Patriot in Iron Man 3 is Norman Osborn.
What?
Okay. So they've changed things to make it work in their movie. So the way it works in the comics is there's the Dark Avengers. I'm sure you've heard the name the Dark Avengers, right? Like in the comics, you've heard the Dark Avengers?
No.
Okay, well, there's a thing called the Dark Avengers.
Okay.
And basically, I don't remember, I haven't read it, I've just heard. Basically, something happens to the regular Avengers, and all the bad guys say, well, now we can be the Avengers. So Norman Osborn creates Iron Patriot. So and that,
Norman is not...
The Green Goblin guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so and because he's a big player. They kill him off in the first Spider-Man, which is retarded.
Yeah.
But he's a big player. He's Spider-Man's arch nemesis, basically.
Gotcha.
And he's kind of like Tony Stark. He's a big billionaire, genius type guy. So he builds the Iron Patriot, and then he kind of rules. He makes everyone think it's like a Green Hornet type of thing. He makes everyone think they're good, but really they're an evil corporation.
Gotcha.
So that's because they don't own the rights to Norman Osborn. They had to make up their own Iron Patriot. The Mandarin is actually in the comics Tony Stark's arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's his Lex Luthor.
Right.
I mean, it's the bad guy. And I guess he kind of exists in Iron Man 3. I was wondering how they were going to tackle it once they determined that the Mandarin, the actor, wasn't the Mandarin. I was like, so is the Mandarin a thing? And then, you know, the bad guy, whatever his name is. I keep calling him Guy Pearce because I can't remember. Killian or whatever his name is like, he's like, I am the Mandarin.
Right.
So I have a feeling, number one, that he's not dead.
Yeah,
definitely not.
And number two, that the Mandarin still exists. So I don't know. I mean, that's kind of makes sense that they can keep him around. But, like, the whole continuity around the whole thing doesn't really make a lot of sense. So brings back to the point I started to make. The guy at the end of the Avengers, he kills a whole bunch of the Avengers in the comic books. Like, he kills Tony Stark, and, like, he kills a couple of the other players who aren't in the Avengers movie. And they die. And that, like, makes the Avengers rally even more. And that's eventually how they kill them, and they turn back time or some crazy stuff.
Who are we talking about now? Who's the bad guy?
The guy, the Hellboy-looking dude.
Oh, Mandarin, okay.
No.
Oh, no,
the end of the Avengers.
Guy.
The purple guy at the end of the Avengers.
So, no. So, do you think that they're going to kill Tony Stark off?
I don't think they
Avengers
could, 2? But Robert Downey Jr. has also said, I may be done with this character.
I mean, they've made...
This
four
is his. This
movies.
Is his fifth appearance as Tony
fifth,
Stark because
fifth?
He was in the
and he
end.
He was in the Hulk.
He was a Hulk. Yep. 1, 2, 3, Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and he said that he would like to come back. He's making so much money right now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, based off just the Iron Man's alone, he's making so much money. And deservedly so. He did reboot this, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's his fault this all worked.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that the character doesn't progress the way that he thinks the character... He doesn't want to play the same character over and over again.
Right.
But I don't think that's a problem because we don't want to see the same character over and over again. And I think Iron Man 3 is going to prove that. That we're fine with a really deep character who's not all about suits the entire time. We don't go to the movie... I mean... Sure, we go to the movie to see some of the suits, but that's not really what we're going to the movie for.
Right. We're going for the story.
That's right, that's right.
Or at least you and me are.
Well, at least I think a lot of people are. That's why people enjoy these.
Yeah.
Because I think, overall, Americans don't just want to go down and sit and turn off their brains and not think during movies. I think they prefer to like movies that have storylines.
Yeah.
And some of the other Sony Marvel movies don't really understand that, like the X-Men movies and stuff. They're just about, oh, look, here's a mutant with a power.
Oh, yep.
Yep, here there's another one. And that's what they do. So, also, another, I want to tell you this is Smashburger, I forgot. There are two characters they're adding into the Avengers 2.
Okay.
One's name is, I think his name's Quicksilver. Pretty sure his name's Quicksilver. And the second one's name is a Scarlet Witch. Okay? They're twins. One's a girl, one's a boy. Quicksilver's a boy, Scarlet Witch is a girl. Quicksilver has superhuman speed. And Scarlet Witch has like psychic abilities and like can change perceptions. Chaos magic is what it's called in the comics, whatever. But here's where it's interesting. They're Magneto's children. Magneto had these twins. So Quicksilver is Magneto's son and Scarlet Witch is Magneto's daughter. So they're X-Men. They're in the X-Men comics.
Okay.
They're also in the Avengers comics, but they're X-Men. So we're going to get X-Men in the Avengers 2. We just can't get the Storm, Wolverine, know. Magneto, Professor X, or any of those people that we've seen, basically.
Right. God, that's crazy.
So I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I kind of love it because it's starting to draw that bridge across from the stand. I mean, we don't get the Fantastic Four either. Keep that in mind. And, like, the Fantastic Four... Well, that's because the movies are terrible. Mm-hmm. But if the movies weren't terrible, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, they had Jessica Alba and isn't Chris Evans in the Fantastic Four?
Is Captain America and the Human Torch.
That's gonna be awkward.
That is correct.
Wouldn't that be funny if he played both?
Yes.
but seriously, that's the what's his name? Mr. Fantastic, right? I think that's his name.
Yeah.
The leader. He's another genius scientist dude. So, Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, Mr. Fantastic. Like, that's kind of why the Avengers were better than the DC people, because they actually had intelligent people who also happened to have powers.
Right.
And that's what kind of made them different than, like, the Justice League, where it's just, like, Superman who can't ever die.
Yeah.
But, so you can't get them either. So it's kind of interesting to see that they're expanding to these other major franchises, X-Men, Spider-Man, and Fantastic Four, by bringing these two dudes in. And then how is that going to play out? Because we're going to want to see X-Men at some point. I mean, right? I mean, don't you want a good X-Men movie? I mean, how awesome was First Class because it was good? Don't we want a legit Magneto, Professor Xavier,
the only reason
Wolverine
I really like,
movie?
I didn't particularly like First Class. I really didn't. It was just,
It had a lot of potential. That's why I liked it.
Yeah, because, like, no, I think, like, half and half was, like, half of this story-building, character-building, like, good actual movies that we want to see, and then half of it was mutant, different power,
Well, and that's what X-Men can't escape.
Yeah.
They can't escape just throwing mutants at everything.
Right.
And the Avenger does that really well. Here's four dudes with powers.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you get. Four dudes with powers.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're going to bring in some more, but I feel like they're going to have supporting roles. Like, Hawkeye had a really supporting role.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson even had a really supporting role. So.
Yeah, she was, in the end, like, that scene where Loki's, like, crawling up the stairs and he turns around, they're all right there. Like, everybody's there. Scarlett, the dude with the arrows, like, they're the Avengers. They're part of it. And, I mean, Hawkeye does have powers. I'm pretty sure no
agility
normal
or whatever,
human being can shoot an arrow sideways without looking and hit this thing. And
superhuman agility
super
or whatever, it reflexes, something like that.
Yeah,
but I agree. It's going to be cool to see the Avengers 2 and the Thor 2.
But
and
Magneto,
Captain America
2. Magneto in First Class was great.
Well, that's because it was the Fassbender.
That is true. He is the only reason why that was good.
Everything he's in is pretty awesome.
What else has he been in?
Prometheus.
That's right. He was.
He showed his man, his little man, in a movie called Shame.
Shame.
Yep. You've seen that, right, Antonio?
Dong.
I bet you've seen it. No, he's seen it.
Dong.
Probably has it framed.
Dong.
Yeah.
Dong. Dong.
He hung dong, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, it was Harry. Chris watched it.
Just reminds me of Jamie Foxx in Django Unchained.
Oh, you see his man dong?
No, yeah, man.
Really?
You see his family jewels and man dong.
Really?
Yes. He's hanging upside down.
Is that towards the end?
If he's hanging upside down,
does
it
hit him in
the face? Yeah, because he's black and it's massive.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that massive from my recollection
really?
Of the brief scene where I tried to avoid looking at it.
Oh, sure, because, yeah, I don't want to see this. I don't know what that face was. I bet it was terrifying.
It was kind of terrifying.
But, yeah, okay.
Shot.
What else do you want to say about Iron Man 3?
The suits at the end were weird.
Really?
I don't know how I felt about those. Like, he can just will these suits to come out of nowhere, and they know exactly what to do and how to fight. And
well, Jarvis controls them, bro.
Yeah. Who's... Jarvis is
AI.
This...
AI? Like, his computer, it's AI.
Okay. So he's
Why did Antonio know that, not
do
you?
Do you think... No, no, no.
Yeah,
I know he's in
an
artificial intelligence, but do you think he actually, like, has a brain like, say, Skynet and Terminator?
Sure, absolutely
really?
He does. Yeah,
except
he definitely
why
does.
Can't he turn evil? Why can't he go against Tony Stark?
Because
Tony Stark
made him.
So?
And they're good friends. It'd be like, would you go evil and kill me?
It's possible. You never know.
Great.
You never know.
But yeah, that's why.
No.
I mean, I think he's...
It's stupid.
He's programmed to help Tony in every way possible.
Yeah.
But he can reason, you know, but he reasons the way Tony tells him to.
I like Jarvis. I want a Jarvis.
Now you like him, even though...
I never said I didn't like him. I just said I don't like how...
You were
just
kind of talking crap on him.
Not Jarvis. I was talking crap on the fact that these magical robots come out of nowhere and just start killing people.
Well, they didn't come out of nowhere. He's been building nothing but building robots for the last however long it's been since New York.
Yeah. Because he can't sleep. He has PTSD.
Yeah, that's right. All he does is sit in his basement and build Iron Man suits.
Yeah.
42 of them. I don't know what's happening.
He was proven wrong. That's what he does when he's proven wrong. Is he just stares at you.
Yep.
Well, did you not get that or catch it?
No,
or?
I got it, but it just seems a little outlandish. That's all I'm saying.
Why? Because you don't feel like he would be making suits?
Yeah.
What do you think he'd be doing?
One, those fire people should not be able
I'd be
to
having
go up
sex
against
with
a suit of
pots.
Armor.
That's what I would be doing. She's hot.
She has lots of hair. Did you hear about that?
What?
Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't shave at all.
I could possibly look past that
no,
or
you could,
shave it
you
while
couldn't
she's
look past it because there's too much hair. That's the point.
It would be right in your face.
Yeah, you'd be blinded by the hair.
Or while she's sleeping, just like put that wax stuff on it, then that strip.
I don't know if you realize.
And then rip it off.
He roofies every girl he's with.
He really does.
He thinks that they sleep
he's
through everything.
The roofie meister.
It's like the drugs will keep her asleep.
I sleep through everything. I don't wake up. If I'm out, I'm out. That's how I expect everybody else to live their lives.
I wish I knew that last night, or else I would have done something to you when you were asleep.
You should have done something.
Well, Seth almost did something to you this morning.
I do recall.
Yeah.
Okay, you're making it sound really dirty.
Thankfully, I was awake.
So, what were we talking about?
Avengers.
Oh, yeah. What did you think Tony Stark was doing instead of building Iron Man suits?
I don't know, man. I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
But
he's a tinker. That's what he does. He builds things, and the thing that he wants to build is Iron Man suits because he loves it.
Well, and because he knows how it's something he can do. He craves normalcy because he's so wigged out by everything that happened that wasn't normal.
Okay.
So he knows he can build Iron Man suits. It's something he knows he can do. So he builds.
Why didn't he do that when the helicopters attacked his house?
Because they came out of nowhere, bro.
He didn't have Jarvis in his ear.
What are you talking about?
He did too.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Why didn't he just take out, like, since his suit couldn't fly for, like, half of that time frame of them just shooting missiles into his house, why didn't he be like, hey, Jarvis, send one of the robots that can fly to blow up these four helicopters? Like, it would not be that hard.
Because the cellar was closed off.
How? How?
Because it got shot by a big missile. Remember, the first missile hit before they realized there was a problem.
Right. No, I know that.
And that shut down their house.
Shut it down?
Because remember, until the end of the movie, the cellar wasn't clear of debris. Remember, he said the cranes have arrived. They've started removing concrete. Jarvis says that.
Okay.
So the second it got hit by a missile, the basement was locked off. All he had was the one that was upstairs.
Gotcha.
Because he was using it earlier to talk to Gwyneth, so he wouldn't have to come upstairs.
Okay.
And he used it to get onto Gwyneth, and then he used it to escape.
Right.
So even the suit he had available was out of the house, basically, until it was really messed up.
I'm really glad I'm going to go watch this movie again, because I've apparently missed some things.
Yeah, Jarvis said, I don't remember where it was, I think it was right in Miami, said the cranes have arrived. He's like, they've got an update on Malibu, the cranes have arrived, they started uncovering the cellar.
Gotcha.
That's why they showed, you know, the cellar opening up and all the construction workers standing around, because they cleared it off and then everyone came.
Okay,
that makes a lot more sense.
And one thing that just kind of, I don't know how I feel about it, is that, like, the way that he gets into the suits now, where they just, like, peel off him like exoskeleton.
You don't like that?
I don't really like it.
I think it's cool.
I don't think it's possible.
Well, dude, there's a flying metal suit.
No, that's the thing. It's like the first Iron Man, the way it was built, the way they put it on, the way they did, the way they showed how everything worked.
Yeah, really
it was
elementary.
Actually kind of possible.
Mechanical?
No, it was kind of possible to think that that may actually be something
It looked like today's technology.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, this suit peels off me even though it's made of metal and armor and...
Yeah, it's because he's awesome.
He's Tony Stark.
Every single suit that he made could do that. How long does it take to make one of these suits, man?
Well, he has
lots
of robots.
It was Christmas time. It was Christmas time in Iron Man 3.
I wonder how long it was. Yeah, I wonder when it was in the Avengers. Did they ever
say?
It
came out in May. I mean, you would think it would be roughly around the time when it came out.
You think it'd be 6 months, you think? I don't know. I wonder if they said.
It said it in the trailer, like the first teaser trailer for Iron Man 3.
It said
that
how
came
many
out.
Months it been?
Yeah, it's been like 6 months since New York or something like that.
Let's find out.
But I don't think anybody, even the great Tony Stark, could build 42
Amazing
mechanical robotic I don't see how it can happen.
Okay, we got trailer 1, trailer 2.
I wish they showed more of him working on the suits, of how they actually are made, because them just showing
out
of nowhere and having
them
be up, I'm just like,
yeah, they
magic.
They didn't do that at all in this movie.
Yeah.
This movie didn't have any of that type of stuff in it. I'm just playing trailer 1, so let's see if it says it. Anytime. Any day.
Ooh.
Freaking green screen.
Ooh.
Get out of here, green screen.
That looks like a gorilla, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Gorilla.
He's laying in the snow.
Got a lot of apologies to make.
That's him on the phone.
Yep.
Okay, we get it. Hurry up.
Nothing's been the same since New York.
Damn.
Yeah, insane.
I think that's
you experience
it.
Things, and then they're over. I can't sleep. And when I do, I have nightmares.
Yeah, he doesn't say.
He doesn't
Honestly,
say.
No.
There's 100 people who want to kill me. I hope I can protect the one thing I can't live without.
Yep. So, they don't say.
No.
Let's see if I can Google. How long after the Avengers is Iron Man 3?
Don't throw things at me. I hate you. Just do it and get it over with.
I don't think it says anywhere.
Face. It's got to be somewhere in the comics.
I would think it's got to be at least a year. I would say a year and a half. Okay. I would say it's, I don't know, because that's a long time. But I don't know, because it would make sense for it to be that long, because none of the other Avengers care.
Yeah.
So it's been like long enough that they've almost forgotten, you know, about each other, basically, except for Bruce Banner.
Right.
Because they're kind of the same dude. They're both Virginia scientists.
I mean, would he really be panicking that far after? Like, how long of just a panic?
Well, if you never dealt with it.
Spree.
If you've never dealt with it, if all you've been doing is sitting in your basement building 40 Iron Man suits, sure. Mm. Avoiding the topic?
Mm.
I would think so.
Mm. I don't know.
I would think so.
I don't know. Why wouldn't Gwyneth try and talk to him after a year and a half of him being down in the basement. Like, how would she stick around? Why would she do that?
Because she's been working at Stark Industries.
No, because she moved in. Remember, he made a point of saying that since you moved in, so I could protect you.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, when you watch it again, see if he says a date, how long it's been since she moved in. I would say 6 months is easily enough time for him to build 40 Iron Man suits. I would easily say that.
I don't know.
Okay, let's so. So, 6 months times 30 days each, that's 180 days divided by 40 Iron Man suits. That's 4.5 Iron Man suits. So he built one Iron Man suit every 5 days.
Okay.
That's a pretty long time when he has all that automation and everything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sleep.
He has all day. So times 24, that's 108 hours to build an Iron Man suit. An Iron Man suit, 100 hours, with his resources and his level of automation,
okay,
I bet he could do it.
All right.
At least enough that I could suspend disbelief to say it's possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Mythbusters right there.
What about Mythbusters?
That's a thing for him.
To build an Iron Man suit?
Yes. To see how long it would take.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
That's a lie. I've said dumber.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How are the Mythbusters supposed to build a real Iron Man suit, bro?
Dude, they could do it.
I don't think they can.
They could.
No, I'm pretty sure they can.
Or else we would have Iron Man suits. Like real ones.
Do you think there's nerds out there right now trying to
build an Iron Man suit? Oh, I guarantee it.
Like a real one?
I guarantee it.
Because I know I have a friend who made a paper mache.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean real.
Like real?
There's people trying, I guarantee it.
I feel like it's just too impossible to get all that tech into that small of a...
I think the power source is probably the hardest part. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably true. It's probably the power source. Because you have to have a big old battery.
Yep.
I mean, think of how big the batteries are in, like, Teslas, like the cars. Like,
right.
And they don't fly, they just drive fast.
Teslas. I don't even know what those are. Bro.
You don't know what Tesla cars are?
No. They're badass.
There you go, now you know. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the Iron Man suit things are probably somewhat real. They just don't fly and stuff. I guarantee they have like full body armor suits.
Oh, that would be just basically what Paul made then.
But they actually work in battle.
Except for the whole shooting, flying,
except
bulletproof.
I guarantee they're bulletproof.
I would love to put you in one and test it.
Thanks, man.
Well, no, I see where he's going. They definitely have full body armored suits for, like, say, made out of Kevlar for special operations.
I feel like they look like the metal suits in the second movie that people are trying to make. Like, big, bulky, gray looking. They're not,
not
form fitting.
I'm not talking about any exoskeleton. I'm just talking about a full body armor suit.
Oh, yeah. Body
like
armor.
Kinda, yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sure, that exists.
That exists.
Yeah. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying people out there are walking around like Iron Man.
No.
Why would he even bring it up then?
I don't know. He's an idiot.
I think they have cars that go 200 miles an hour. That's what I think.
They do.
That's what I think, Colby.
They do.
Why did he bring that up? Did he just...
That was the point of him saying that, is because they do exist, because you just said, like, air exists.
It was completely irrelevant to the conversation we were having.
Thank you for inviting me to this roast, guys.
I wonder if they have real Iron Man suits. Well, I don't know about that, but I guarantee you that the sky's blue. That's what just happened right there.
Oh, my God.
You're retarded. You are just straight up stupid.
All right, favorite part of
I'm
Iron Man 3.
Of everything, I hate you.
Favorite part of Iron Man 3.
Come back to me. You, what's your favorite?
Tonio, favorite part of Iron Man 3? The nude scene, right?
There wasn't a nude scene.
Oh, well, you must have fell asleep right
now. It was close. I mean, Gwyneth was getting pretty skinned down there in the end.
Oh, like when she's just wearing like that sports bra and... looking hot.
Yeah,
I don't think she's hot.
She's so hot.
In that scene, so she was decently attractive, but anything other than that, no.
The hair,
I still
man.
Think she's hot.
I can't get past the hair and the face.
The color?
No.
Or like how
the
it looks?
The amount of.
I like girls with a lot of hair. That's weird. Like not.
He's not getting what I'm saying, is he?
Oh, you're talking about down.
Yeah,
down
yeah, that
low.
Hair.
I thought you were talking about head hair. That's why I was like, I don't know why
head
that
hair.
Bothers you that much. I was confused.
Yeah, I like bald girls. That's what I'm into. I like bald girls.
Some girls have thin hair.
Okay, anyway, continue. What was your favorite?
Come back to me.
Okay, okay, you go. You go.
I think my favorite part was when he first infiltrated the compound, then the whole thing with the fig mandarin was hilarious.
That was funny.
And then probably Air Force One when he's just fallen. Like, however they shot that.
I can't even try.
I don't know either.
That whole above Miami with the Miami skyline.
Right.
It had to all have been digital, right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
I mean, the parts where you see them from above, they're probably hanging on harnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be digital, everything from the top, right? Yeah. I mean, it had to be.
I think the Iron Man suit, the Iron Man was digital the entire time in that scene, probably.
I would think so, yeah.
And but the actual people, the way I'm
sure they mocap Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
They probably attach him all to his body, and he just acts like he's in, and then they completely digitize Iron Man onto him.
And yeah, I think they're just hanging from spindles, and then they have a big giant fan at the bottom of it, but then it's just making it look like wind is going.
And then it's on a big green screen.
Okay, so this, you guys are probably going to make fun of me for this question.
Okay, here we go.
But is that how they do the Iron Man suit? Is it's him, but they just digitally put it on him?
Yeah, that's what I would think they'd do.
Sometimes.
I think
sometimes they actually do have a real suit that's made out of, like, light.
Yeah, for, like,
plastic.
When he's walking around, just like in
but
a house or something.
When he's flying, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes it's completely CG. Sometimes, based on Tony's movements, they move.
Yeah, and it's not Robert Downey Jr. in the suit at all times. It's often a stunt actor or something like that.
Yeah, because they definitely wouldn't need one that looks like him for being in the suit.
Yeah, that would make sense, you know, because he's easy.
Yeah, I'm just making a comment. I'm not going to talk the rest of the show.
Comment ever.
I'm done. We're done with the show. We're done. I give up. I'm just going to sit here quietly.
I'm glad he's here.
That's basically what you've been doing.
This is the best.
Time.
I love it.
I hate my life.
I'm glad we're doing 4 hours today with no commercials.
I'm glad I put this on Twitter.
It's all right. No one's watching, so don't feel bad.
Thank God.
I'm glad I not put this on Twitter. Get it?
That was dumb.
It's from Borat.
Now you owe Antonio an apology now.
No,
after that,
that's the most retarded thing I've ever said.
Nope,
no,
I've heard worse.
Yeah, you probably have.
Did you hear? I just played the clip with no cord and
without any cord.
How'd that work out for me?
I got you.
Thank you, Antonio.
Push it.
That made a good noise. It's a little loud.
That is so true, Dick.
Okay. Anyway,
you can say that word.
Oh, my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think it's when, after the attack, he's underneath the water, Jarvis flight plans and flies out of the water, wakes up, he's in Tennessee, and then the whole scene through Tennessee, I think, is my favorite part. Because it's the first time you experience Tony Stark as not Iron Man, and he rediscovers himself. That's why I think I liked it the most.
I just liked the entire movie.
Jarvis, I gotta turn off the alarm. That's your under 5% power alarm. Oh, where am I? Tennessee.
How did I get here?
And then Jarvis
set up
a flight
plan. I like how Jarvis kind of developed kind of like a sarcastic tone over the course of it, too. Like, I mean, he's kind of had like a low one throughout the
Well, Jarvis is becoming more of a character. Mm-hmm. Do you know the guy who plays Jarvis, Paul Bettany? He's never seen an Iron Man movie. He just reads the script and then collects the money and then he's done.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
I would want to see what I'm in.
Yeah, but some actors don't. They never want to see themselves act.
Huh.
And he's one of those guys, apparently. So he's just never been to an Iron Man movie. He doesn't know anything about it. He just reads the words, collects a bag of money, and he goes on with his life. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Yep. I wish I had a cool voice like that.
You do, man. Let's hear your British accent. Let's hear your Jarvis impression.
I can't do a Jarvis British accent.
Let's hear your Jarvis.
I've tried. It can't happen.
You've tried.
I don't even know
where
to
start. You just sit around at your house trying.
I don't even know where to start, bro.
Hello, Governor. I'm Jarvis.
That's it. You got it.
Antonio, let's hear your Jarvis.
I will if Colby does it.
Come on, bros.
No.
Come on, broskies.
No.
Come on, for the good of the show.
The main reason I said that is because I knew Colby wasn't going to do it. That means I don't have to.
For the good of the, now he's going to do it if you do it. Just half-ass it, man. Do it. So he'll have to.
Oi. Me, Bre-esh.
Pretty good. Okay, Antonio, let's hear yours.
You're a British pirate, man.
I'm a dirty British person.
I don't think pirates say oi. I think they say arg.
They say ahoy.
I said
he
oi.
Didn't say ahoy. He said oi. Ahoy is what you hear at your gay clubs.
Oi, now, they.
Let's hear your let's hear your Jewish or let's hear your Jarvis. Come on, you made a bet. Don't back out.
Damn. Come I on. Wish I didn't say that.
You
as
have
well.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
I'm thinking.
Just say, hi, I'm Jarvis, but in Jarvis's voice.
I don't know how to do a British accent.
Just try.
I'm attempting it.
You're not.
I have to focus.
Okay, let's let him focus. Let him focus. Let him focus.
The pressure.
You just made it worse for yourself.
Yeah,
I know. I'm trying to think.
You could have just done one and half-assed it and just said, hey, I'm doing it. Now you're just...
Harry Potter, that's who I can do a reference off of. I can't think of a British accent for some reason.
How about you think of Jarvis? Because he's British and you're doing his voice.
Yeah, but he's like automated British and it's not the same.
He sounds nothing that automated at all.
He sounds completely automated.
Just do the voice, man. Just do the voice.
Completely automated. I'm just trying to BS my way so you guys just give up.
No, that's not going to happen. The longer it lasts, the more committed me and Colby get. In fact, I'm going to turn off me and Colby's mics.
I hate you guys. Now it's only me, and that's awesome. Now I feel alone and separated from the world. Hello, I'm Jarvis.
Wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad
there
at all.
Go.
It was better than I was expecting.
I love how he loved the pressure, and then the pressure got him.
Yeah.
You just can't handle the pressure.
Hello, I'm Jarvis. That was great.
You just did Antonio doing Jarvis.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. How long are we into the show right now?
Why are you yelling?
Why not?
1 hour and 11 minutes. So that means Colby's done.
Yep.
Or we've got 3 hours left.
How do I turn this mic?
I can't
off?
Believe I read there is no off.
No, I was going to unplug it, but then I was like, that's stupid.
I can't believe I thought you said 1 hour.
1 hour.
For 1 hour.
For 1 hour.
And then you said 4 hours. God, I'm dumb.
Yep.
We should really have a commercial. You guys want to take a commercial?
Yeah.
So we can stretch your legs, yeah. Think about what we're going to talk about next.
Got a
it's
cigarette.
Yeah, yep. Cigarette. Definitely I forgot cigarette. You guys need cigarettes.
Cigarette
so, okay. Well, then we will take a commercial. And
my ears hurt so bad.
Your ears hurt. You're not wearing the headphones. They're squeezing my brain into cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Go to break.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.